Rashi from Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. V'sabar Rabbi Yehuda Stam. It's six lines up in the narrow lines before they widen out at the bottom of the Amud. So Mora is questioning, is Rabbi Yehuda really hold in a case where a person is Stam? Shalab Hirish La'icho V'lo'lamashki. He didn't designate that this is... He neither designated this as a food or as a liquid. He had no thought about it at all. So he bought this fruit, or he gathered in the fruits without any thought. So when you tell me in that case, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the mashka is going to be problematic. But over here, matami means it's machshir, means it makes food fit to use, fit to susceptible to tumma. The rotsim shalal the rotsim. Bein shiyotzim imena the rotsim. Whether the milk came out, she desired the milk should come out. Bein shiyotzim shalal the rotsim. Shacholav kari mashke shenemar v'titachos. It's not a cholav atashke. Cholav is a form of, is a liquid. Cholav a behemena matamelim kin yotzim the rotsim. But animal's milk is only considered a liquid for these purposes if it was taken out with the desire of the owner. It's not considered a liquid. To the extent if a sheretz would touch it, it would not become tame. It's not a liquid. In regards to the halachos of tuma and tahara, time of farish to command, the more is going to explain why. So, so the Chacham said it. The Chacham said back to Rabbi Akiva that you have a kal v'chomer, that if milk of a human was only for ketanim, you're telling me that which is matami l'rotzen or not l'rotzen. So milk which of an animal which is used by everybody, by adults also, it's more of a mashka. If my milk of a woman, you don't need rotzen, so milk of an animal, sure, you should not need rotzen. So Rabbi Akiva said back, we find that a human being is more chomer than an animal. How is that? Shadame gefosa shal isha, which means in log of ragla yod, if she hit herself and it caused it to bleed, any place where the body where there's a wound which causes it to bleed. Kedam parak dam hanida. We learn the word nida. Dam chalolim. The pasuk says dam chalolim yishte. The hainu dam harug is kari mashka. The blood of the person who was killed. The liquid which comes out, the blood which comes out, is considered a mashka. Considered a liquid for the halachas of tum. Shenemar v'dam chalolim yishte. And then the word continues and it says v'dam gefosim mafarish hosim. The blood of a wound. The dam chalolim habit also goes under the umbrella of dam of a chalol. Why? The mali kala kulay, mali kala palga. They're both forms of some element of the process of killing something. The total destruction of the person, or minimal destruction of the person. But it's the same thing. And the cholim kedama, Rekiba says that the cholim is kedama gefosa, the same chumer you have on the dam, you have on the cholim. Now, obviously, so it has that chumrah, so it also has the milk is the cylinder. The dam necher, but not the cholav. The cholav is made through the blood, the taking out the nutrients from the blood of the blood. So the dam gefosis dam eshal l'rotzen who the blood of a wound, the person doesn't want the blood, didn't intentionally hit themselves that the blood should come out. And still, it's considered a mashker for these purposes. So therefore, the blood of the therefore the milk also. But by behema, where dama gefa is not mitame, yitame cholav a behema shalod the rotsin b'tamia shere dam magefasa is tor. By behema, the dam a wound the blood of a wound is not considered a mashker. The behemah labachal chalol, who it doesn't go into the pasuk of chalol. Umiyu, that is true. Rashi says dam shchita mashka by an animal, the blood which comes out when you sheft it is considered a mashka for these purposes. It's considered a liquid. Animal will create the concept that it's susceptible to tumah. Mishum deiskish levayim is because the Torah equates the blood of the shchita to water. Dechsev ala or tishpach anukamoyim. So therefore, we're more machmer by a woman than we are by a dam of Malkev. So they said back, we're more machmer v'cholav l'tamei avshal l'rotzim mibadam. We find you're proving the halachas of milk from the halachas of dam. Well, the truth is, we find that in general, milk is more chomer than dam, so you can't prove it. So I can argue that by the milk of an animal should be metame shalol rotsin, even though its wounds are not metame. Shacharlev l'refuas abehem, if a person would milk the animal in order to heal the animal in some way, shalol yesed kenol chal, because the milk is damaging it. The loch is its tame, it's considered a liquid. The whole rotsin, who it came out because he wants it to come out. But the mamak is dam lebehemta, the refuah is tor. The blood which, if a person blood lets the animal, the blood which comes out is tor. The dam gave fuzzy because it's dam of a wound. And the moment the point of the wound is not because it's rots another rots, and there's no din of dam of a wound by having a din of dam by an animal. Having a din of dam with regards to the halachas of Tumah Tahara. Now they're going to be used to reading it.
When you milk an animal,
that's the Chalmin's point. So you see that milk is different than blood. So why are you proving your point from blood to milk?
Yeah,
that's Chalmin's argument to Rabbi Akiva.
But didn't you just say that milk is more chomer than blood?
Right, exactly.
So what? How the I forgot the argument, because the argument says either way you milk that animal.
Right, it's considered milk. The Chalmin's argument, you're saying that the Chalmin's arguing that by milk of an animal, whether you want it or not, it's still considered milk.
Yes.
Rukiva says, well, you see, by blood it's not so. So he says, yeah, blood is blood. We're talking about milk. What are you proving? That's the Chum's argument back. So he said back to them, so the baskets of the, where you have gathered in your grapes and your olives, so the liquid which over there, the liquid which comes out and you want it is tame. If you don't want the liquid to come out, the law is it's not tame. So the same thing with the milk also. So Rekiba said back, that milk is more chomer. So they said back to him, well, let's prove our point from the liquids which comes out of the gathered grapes and olives and grapes, in the baskets. Now, that's the price. So the Mora says, let's apply it back to our discussion. So when it says, L'rotzen, shul l'rotzen, the person is not necessarily having a negative thought about it, he's just not thinking about it. So that's the case of stam. Shul l'rotzen is b'stama. Coming to Harim, and the Mishnah says that it's Tor. The case of Salazesim, which comes out, shul l'rotzen, is Tor. It's not considered a mashke. L'chosh a mashke. Now, so who is the Tana of this price, or this Mishnah, whether Machshirin? If it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Karmelei, so Kash, so if it's Rabbi Yehuda talking, so you see Rabbi Yehuda saying in case of Stam, is considered that's not Tome, it means it's not a Mashke. So why would Rabbi Yehuda over here say that Stam goes under the rules of Mashke and it's also to drink on Shabbos? That's if you're in the Tana of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. If you're going to argue that no, that's Rabbanan. So So then, Be'i Rabbonon Kamri, the Chacham is saying it. So the Chacham said over here that the Mashka, whether you have it for the Ochel purposes, whether you have it for liquid purposes, the Mashka which comes out is awesome. That's the our Chachamim over here. Yehuda says depends what your purpose is. If it's for Ochel, the liquid is not problematic. You can drink, it's not considered a liquid, and you can drink it on Shabbos. If you originally had acquired the fruits for the purpose to get liquid out of them, and now we're saying also, or even for Stam, then the liquid which comes out is problematic. Now, so if the Chachamim would say in regards to Shabbos, the Chachamim said in regards to Shabbos that a liquid, even if you gather this thing for oichel purposes, the liquid is problematic. Say over here when it comes to Tuma that it's tor, so Kal v'chomer according to Rabbi Yehuda that should be so. Rabbi Yehuda is more makel than that. So close to her and Rabbi Yehuda, the media the rabbanon mashke who Rabbi Yehuda love mashke we see. If the chum say case of oichel, which the chum designated as a mashke, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a mashke. So therefore, because the media the rabbanon love mashke. So if this is the chum talking and saying that it's not a mashke, so kal v'chomer according to Rabbi Yehuda is not a mashke. Now the hashra mazesim anovim. So if you tell me Zaysim Banovim, which it's something which in general is squeezed and made into a liquid, you're telling me that Stam is not considered a mashke. So Tusim Rimonim, for sure, Stam should not be considered a mashke. That was the end of the Morris thought process. That'll be true from the Rabbanan through Yehuda, moving from the Rabbanan to Yehuda, if the Chachamim, who normally hold that it is a mashka, say that it's not a mashka, so Kal v'chomer, it's not a mashka in the case of Stam, and therefore why would Yehuda say over here that a case of Stam is a mashka? Now, but who would then Rashi? So the more I ask the kasha from Zaysim and Novim, excuse me, from the kasha is on Tusim Rimonim. The more built up the kasha, based on Zaysim and Novim, the Kal v'chomer is a Tusim Rimonim. Now, you could ask it more straight. Now, who did the motzi mirmi nami zaysim anovim and zaysim anovim? Just ask from your grapes and your olives to each directly. Telling the elder murder behuda behuda, daf loyachl and hayotzim mehanas osu. Behuda says, even if you gather for political purposes, the liquor which comes out is problematic. So, and you see over here, stam is tor. Why? It should be considered a liquid. You could have asked it that way. The more I felt this kasha, the more I asked it the way it did ask it, is a better kasha. The Tuzim Rimonim, the Lav and Eschitan, you know, Ketani Leel, this Stam Osir. Vachu Ketani, I feel as Eitzim Anovim, Stam Alav Mashka. So it's a power. Here we're contrasting, before we're saying even Tuzim Rimonim, which are one level down, they're less liquid, Stam is problematic. And here we're saying even Eitzim Anovim, which are one level up, Stam is not a Mashka. So that's an even further distance of a kasha. Some more answers. No, l'rotzim means bitstama. Shalrotzim means the gola daiti d'omer lo nichali. He says, I don't want the gola daiti behedya b'omer lo nichali. I don't want the liquid of a gili daita tfei michnisa lo echad. So even though when I gather in for archal purposes, the Chama said before, and Rabbi Yehuda might say it before in certain cases, by Zaysim Anovim, even if you gather for archal purposes, the liquid which comes out is a mashka. Over here it's worse because the person says, I don't want the liquid to come out. Okay. The boy Seima, Shani says, Salah Zaysim Anovim, Dafka Nokat Salad, we specifically discuss the baskets, Shamashka Hanoitav Mehan Noifal Earth, because the liquid which comes out, they have holes in them. They flow out through the holes. But it goes to, it's lost. It's wasted. I don't want it to come out. After the whole mashka, that mashka, she just basically says goodbye to it. The case with someone which is holding on to the liquid and maintaining the liquid, even in the case of stam, would be considered a mashka. Okay. Now, the Gemara before said that the Gemara brought the name of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, that Rabbi Yehuda is much the Chama says him enough. The Chama murdered Rabbi Yehuda by case of sharp papers. We bought a price, so which so Nachum Yisrael said that we have a brisa which at least supports that Rabbi Yehuda is more than the Chacham by Zaysim Anavim. Good. So then we're Kufim Dalam and Aleph, three lines on the bottom. Ashachan Rabbi Yehuda the Mari the Rabbanim. We found we're a brisa which says that Rabbi Yehuda is more than the Chachamim by Zaysim Anavim. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the liquid is a problem, whatever you gather it in for. Good. Zaysim Anavim. Rabbanon the Mari the Rabbi Yehuda Bishar Paris Manavim. But you also said the Chachamim are murdered to Yehuda by other fruits. So, where do you see that? The time. Seichden, you're allowed to go, actually, the Chachila, you're allowed to go and squeeze out the Pagoyan, Uva Parishan, Uva Uzradin. Pagoyan sounds like it's a type of a plum. Parishan is, and Uzradin, I do not know what they are. Quinces, okay, it's Parishan, it's quinces. What's Uzradin? Okay. I love when I do that. Okay. Those you'll have to squeeze. Abaloiberry, modern, you can't squeeze pomegranates. Then it brings a story, because they used to squeeze them on Tuesdays and make pomegranate juice. So it's not a new thing. So you see, they made pomegranate juice out of it, therefore it's maybe you can't do it on Shabbos. Okay. So it says, but Pagoyan, Parishan, and Uzrad, you'll have to squeeze. Means other payers, not Tusim and Moinim. The Chum agreed to Yehuda. Now, when my Rabbanon, he, Dilmer Yehuda, who said this Bryce is the Rabbanon talking? Maybe it's Yehuda talking. So you're proving the Chum agreed to Yehuda that you could squeeze it. Who said it's the Chacham? The Mor says, okay, so Zion is it. It's heavy not me Yehuda. Let's say for argument's sake that the Tana of this Bryce is Yehuda still. It's still, my proof is still valid. Why? Because Emer the Shemata le Rabbi Yehuda Yotze Meyatzma. Certainly the Chachila Mishemata. All Rabbi Yehuda said before was if the liquid comes out on its own, it's not considered a liquid. He never said you're allowed to squeeze it. This Bryce is saying you're allowed to squeeze it. You're allowed to go to the Chachila and squeeze it on Shabbos to get the liquid out. Elama Yisachol the Emer. So what are you forced to say? Kivin the Lab and Eschitin. You know, since nobody makes a liquid out of them. Even the chachila, you're allowed to squeeze it out. It's not considered a liquid. Even if you squeeze it intentionally, it's not a liquid. Well, if that's true, fill temer rabbanon, keep the laban eschitin. You know, fill the chachila, shomer al rabbanon hishmamino. So, if Rabbi Huda, which we did not see before, Rabbi Huda said anything about that, the bryce you tell me, Rabbi Huda is telling me that this is since it's not considered ben eschitin, you're allowed to go to chachila and squeeze it. No, we don't see anywhere the Chum would argue on that. That wasn't their argument, right? So, and the Chumash agreed, you're allowed to squeeze the Chachila, so why should the Mashka be also if it comes out? The whole problem with Mashka is also because you might come to squeeze it. You're allowed to squeeze it, so, okay. So, why should the Mashka be also if you're allowed to squeeze it? Okay. Rashi. Not only can you not make juice, the Chacham is saying the liquid which comes out on its own you can't use.
Yes.
Because you might come to squeeze it.
Yes.
If I decide to make banana juice, which most people don't make, so that's my mishugas. So that's not considered that. If the Mora is saying right now you're allowed to do it, l'chachila.
Yes. Yeah, I just wanted to.
Yeah. Rashi. If a guy in Rashi says prunes belaz, lehitzim emei and lish that you want to squeeze it out to get the liquid to drink, that's fine. Parishan is quinces, okay? It was rather than is kermish. The labor chai v'hachi, the people don't do this usually. Vein kan mishum dosh, it's not the bloch of dosh. You're doing something which is, it's so, either the heter, some rishonim say the heter is because it's a shinui. Here's another example where we see that normally shini does not make it permitted the chachil, it just makes it potter. The shini is significant enough that it's mutter. to some learn. Some learn that we'll see later on the Amid. There was the idea of the Malacha of Dosh, and then it's Toldah, which is called Schita, is separating the kernel, breaking the kernel off of the wheat. It's threshing. So you're breaking it apart. So you end up with two disparate types of items. I have a kernel, which is a food, and I have the stalk, which is something else. So I take the fruit and I squeeze out the liquid. I end up with the fruit, which is an oichel, and the liquid, which is a mashke. So let's say I take it. I want to chop something in half. Why isn't it mafarik? I want to chop. You know, not an equation would be considered teicher. It's not large, small to be considered teicher. I'm breaking apart the two things. Yeah, no, because that's cutting. That's not dosh. That's cutting something in half. So if I end up with something which halacha says this is not a liquid, this is a food, this is an oichel, so I cut it in half. I put half my prune here and half my prune here. This half of the prune is in liquid form, it's in a solid form, but it's all the same thing. It didn't change. That's considered cutting it in half. So if I'm telling you that this is not considered a mashka because nobody does this, and therefore when I end up with prune juice, which they didn't consider prune juice a mashka. So it's prunes in a different form. That's not the loch of dosh. You might have a question: why isn't it toichet? Right? Again, answer the lab urchayu, the loch of toichet is breaking into smaller parts. Which that's it's not really it's a different form. It's not a smaller part. I will remind him durchay b'hoki because that remind him is normal. They used to squeeze it on weekdays. People do squeeze it. That's where Shabbos is also. The more is going to revisit, like, because they do it, then why? Because one family does it, shouldn't make it also. Now, Rabbi Huda never said it's mutter to squeeze it. You just said if the liquid comes out, it's mutter to drink. So, how can you say over here that you're permitted to squeeze? Since people do not normally squeeze it, and that's why the liquid comes out is mutter, therefore you're allowed to go to the chachila and squeeze it. The rabbanon also would agree to that. We don't feel the chachamim argue on Rabbi Huda on that point. So therefore the braisa could go like the chachamim also, and that's a raya. The chachamim raya. Therefore, obviously the liquid which comes out is mutter. Okay. So the Gemara. Shabbos Menashe Bar Menachem Hoyusechim Brimay. So the Brisa said, it's about 10 lines down. The Brisa said that the Beis Menashe Bar Menachem you would squeeze it. Amar Nachman Halacha Kishabbos Menashe Bar Menachem. So the halacha is like that. So I'm going to Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi asked Rabbi Nachman. Excuse me, 1 second. Menashe bar Menachem Tanahu, he wasn't arguing a halachic point based Menashe bar ben Menachem. He was squeezing it on Tuesdays. And we're saying, since that family did it, therefore it's a problem. They weren't, they themselves were not giving an opinion. You're paskening like them. They're not a Tana here. What are you saying? What you mean to say is the following. What you meant to say was the following. Halacha ki haitana, the sabrala kishal Menashe ben Menachem. So the halacha is like the Tana who said that you can't squeeze your money. Since the family of Menashe ben Menachem did it, so you see the Tana is right. Because you see that people are doing this. Haraya, one out of a million does it. I mean, so what does that mean? Mishum the sabre with Menashe bar Menachem, Malacha kamoisa, Menashe bar Menachem, Habiruba the Alma. I mean, they're the majority of the people. Like, because one family does it, it's not a reason to say that this town is right. So I don't follow what you're saying. Mishum the sabre with Menashe bar Menachem, Malacha kamoisa, Menashe bar Menachem, Habiruba the Alma. Of course, it's in. Yes, we find that the fact that some individual people do it is. Gives it a halachic significance. It's not. Hamakayim kaitzim bekerim. So there's an issue of having vegetables in a kerem is a problem. Things which are really basically a non-fruit-bearing tree is not considered, or non-fruit-bearing bush or whatever it is not considered a problem. Of grass growing in a kerem is not a problem. Well, it's grass growing there. No, it's not a problem because it's not a food. So a person has kotzin, he has thorns, this thorn bush, or thorn plants. So is it a problem? So it creates an isser. Chomer mena kiddush mekadosh doesn't create isser. The lashon of kiddush is lashon used to say that it becomes prohibited. It's only mekadosh el davar shekamoyim mekam. People maintain that for a purpose. People, nobody cares about having thorns there. The Bamer Bechnina, my time in Rabbi Yezer, what Shatner Rabbi Yezer, the Shalgir says Rabbi Elozer, Shekhen Baravia, the Kaiman, Kotze, Sodas, the Gamleim, they feed it to their camels. So, hey, nice free bush. And your thorns are great, you know, keep them because you can feed them to your camels. Camels eat them. So you see that Rabbi Elazar argued, since they do it in one place, that creates a halachic status on it wherever you are. So same thing over here. The Gemara says no. Media, is this something to discuss? Daravia is Asr. That's the whole place. Halacha Baladaita Itzakolim is one family doing it. Is Baltal. Their opinion is insignificant. Morris says, so if you're telling me that Rabbi Nachman says the halacha is that by reminding you can't squeeze out, wasn't because of the fact that the base of Menashe Bar Menachem did it, but rather Elohanu Tam Akir Rav Chista. His argument was like along the lines of Rav Chista. What is Rav Chista? Rav Chista says a concept that Tzrodin Shesachdan Menosin B'mikva is Paisan of a Mikva B'shinimar. Person takes beets, squeezes them, gets beet juice, which was not common to do in those days, and then sticks into the mikvah and it discolors the mikvah, it passes the mikvah. But the Morris assuming right now it has to be a loch of a mashke to pass the mikvah. Mud floating around in the mikvah doesn't make a puzzle. It's not a liquid. So some liquid coming in there, which is not considered a halachic status of a liquid, the fact that it changes the color is not a problem. So people don't squeeze trodden, they're not considered a mashka, so why should a pasul the mikvah? So what are you forced to say? But if this person intentionally squeezes it, it's considered a mashka, because for him it's a mashka. So that's going to pass on the mikvah. So chenami kim nachshavino habalu mashka. They're from here. If a person squeezes, remind him, it's considered a mashka. So that's what the Mor is assuming. The source of Ramachman is this idea that Rav Chista says that you see that giving it a chashivas will create a halachic status. Your decision will create a halachic status. So the Papa says, no, that's not the pshat. Shem havi davar shein oisim imenu mikvah l'chad chila. V'chad davar shein oisim imenu mikvah l'chad chila, poisal the mikvah b'shini mar. The psula b'shini mar does not require that it should be considered a mashka. All we needed is it's something which is not valid for a mikvah. So if I have colored water, I tell you that the water which comes out of, you know, whatever reason, you know, place X, the water has a color to it, but water is water. But if it's something which is not kosher for a mikvah, so the fact that it has a color in it will be significant. That's not our argument at all. Let's see, Rashi. Up, Menashe Tanahu, seven, four. Seventh line down in the Rashi's near lines of Rashi, Vitamiya. He's expressing an opinion. Well, he said an opinion. We agree with his opinion. Well, the husker elo the divrei hatana l'raya. The hatana who sarek say, the tana is just saying that I hold a problem because you see the family X did it, but they're not giving an opinion. So why are you passing like them or him? What you meant to say was hachakamer halacha kaitana the osabrimai. Since you see that the family of Menashe bar Menachem was doing it, and they held like it, so the Tana is right because you see it's out there; people are doing it. The Sechtim Rimbanim B'chol Alma Ben Eskitin. You see that people do squeeze it. More says Rabbi Yehuda Alma Mishum Iu L'Chudei Nashi Derech Rimbanim B'Eskitin, because one family does it. We will therefore say that it's considered now normal to do it. So the Morse says, well, you see the case of the case of the thorns, Kurtzibis Kardunsh. The Kaddish HaTavua, it makes it prohibited. Mishum Klayim Nizriyahu. Over here has to mean the Mishnah beginning of has about them refers to grapes as tavua, doesn't necessarily mean over here grain. You see by the case of the feta in Arabia they're doing it, therefore it's considered normal everywhere else. Mor says no. Over there, Asruhu, it's a place. This is a whole, everybody does it in the whole country over there. That's that, I understand. But over here, one person's doing it, it's the name of Butler Dadlis, just say that his das is Butler. You can't squeeze it. Other people do not consider this significant, what they're doing. For you, it's a mashka. So now, according to this, it should come out. If I want banana juice, I have a problem because for me, it's a juice. So how can I squeeze bananas? So you're right. According to this pshat, you can't squeeze bananas to get banana juice. So what? When the Brisa said you're allowed to squeeze your prunes and your quinces, what did it mean? Why should that be mutter? As soon as you're squeezing it, you're making it for you as a mashka, and it should be yasser. Welcome to Farsh of Nachman, the Brice of the Liel. So we'll have to explain the Brice in the following way. Sechtim, Pagoyan, and Parishan, Lamata, Kapri, Melodit, Sarah, Hamashka. I don't want it for the liquid. I don't want to use the liquid. I'm going to throw the liquid out. But I think the pre tastes better when you squeeze out some of the liquid. The fruit tastes better. So my goal isn't the mashka. My goal is the fruit. So I never said I want this as a mashka. Then it's not a mashka. So then I'm allowed to squeeze it. Because since the only reason why it's considered a mashka because you decided it should be you want the liquid. So if you're over here saying I want to discard the liquid, it's not a mashka. So that's mutter. It's a tick on the pre, right? I will love to remind him. But remind him you can't squeeze out bafilu lamatkon even to make them taste better. So you're not doing it for the liquid, you're doing it for the fruits. So why is it awesome? Because since they squeezed it for liquid purposes. Since there are some people that do it out there for the Shem Ashka, we don't want you doing it to fix the pre. Zera, you might do it the Shem Ashka. We're not saying, well, since they do it there for a Mashka, Ella, we're saying, if they did it, you might do it too. Ela chashina, isha risa le lamatik, also the member of the shumashka. We're going to let you do it to make the fruit taste better and not to use a liquid. You might come to use a liquid. Given the iyo machshiv le, and once you decide you want it as a liquid, habi mashka, umachaya. So we don't need to learn from that it's considered a mashka. Your decision makes it a mashka. What we're worried about is you might make that decision. So if you tell me that you want to do it to something which you're not doing it for that purpose, and nobody does it for that purpose, I'm not machir the chayshin, you might come and do it for that purpose. Right? I'm not going to let you do it for another purpose, on something which people might do it for the purpose of being a mashke. Nobody makes it for mashke. That the psul over here is not because it's three lugan of water which has been drawn. The loy husker shalosh lugan elam b'mayim shuvim, drawn water passes the liquid with three lugan. Avashar mashkin loy passes, they don't pass. Elam kain nishtar amara hamikva yedei, unless they can't change the kovet. Rapapa Amar, time in the tron in lamishum chashivus sadach shavino hu. You're not proving over here that since you decided it should be a mashka, it's a mashka. No, that's not the pshat. Really, lelam not mashka, they're not a mashka. Aye, so why they pass the mikvah? Hold the mifsel mishum the chodar reshein oisin mimeno mikvah, something you cannot use for to make a mikvah. Shein, it's not enomine, it's not water. Oy shalag or snow, oy borad or hail. It's not water. Passes the mikvah mishini mara, and it falls into the mikvah. It passes the din of the mikvah. Okay, so that's what Papa's answer. Now the Mor is going to go through the same conversation again. That Tanan Hosa, something more. Back in the Gemara, fifth wide line. We learned the Mishnah in Maseches Mikvos. Nafal l'soicha yayin, wine fell into the mikvah. Oichaimitz or vinegar fell into the mikvah. Umoichel. Or moichel. Moichel is the liquid which comes out of the olives. It's not olive oil. There's other liquids which come out. You know, even when you make the oil, there's a certain amount of liquid which flows off. It's not the oil part. That liquid is called moichel. So this moichel fell into the mikvah, mishina maharav, and impacted the coloring of the mikvah. Pasul, the mikvah is pasul. Okay. So right now the Mor is going back to its assumption which we had before, that it's only going to pass on the mikvah, or at least this conversation which the Mor is quoting, hadn't heard her papa and accepted her papa's point, and saying it's only passes if it's considered a liquid. Mikvah is not a mashka. Right. Correct. But we're simmering. Like if we assume the foreigner of Chista, it's only considered the changing is indicative of the fact that this mashka is here. But it's not a mashka, it's considered insignificant even though it changed the color. So the discoloration of the mikvah is almost like an indicator of the fact that, well, this mashka is taken over. But it's not a mashka, there's nothing to take over. So this is still, it's colored water. Colored water is fine, it's not the problem. The problem is, and that is, there are certain cases over there which the Mishnah seems to say that explicitly, that colored water is not the problem, because water is kosher for a mikvah. Right? The problem is that the coloring is indicated there's something else here. So it's not water anymore. Well, what is it? Nothing. So then that's it. Nothing is not significant. So dirty water is kosher for a mikvah. Man tana the moichel mashke. Who said moichel is considered a mashke? So that it should be problematic. Now again, Rapapa said, I don't care if it's not, as long as it's something which is not, you can't make a mikvah out of it. It's going to affect the mikvah by discoloration. But we assume before in our case, I'm assuming again that not like Rapapa, that discoloration alone is not the problem. It's only that in conjunction with the fact that this is considered a halachic liquid. So who says that? Amar Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov. The Tana which says that Meichel is considered a liquid is Rabbi Yaakov. The Tanya. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Meichel Arehu Kimashka. That the Meichel is considered a mashka. Now, Matam Amar Meichel Hayotze B'tchila Tor. That the Meichel which comes out at the beginning of the process when they would let the grapes start to sit and the liquid would run out. So the Meichel which comes out, not grapes, the olives, which they sit and the moichel comes out, we consider it a non-liquid. So why is it, if I tell you it's a mashka, so why doesn't it have the halachas of a liquid in regards to heksher and tumah, etc.? I don't want that liquid, the first liquid which comes out, the moichel, I have no interest in it. So it's a non-mashke because of the lack of rotzen, not because of the lack of having a halachic status of mashke. That's Yaakov. Shimon Amar Moichel ain't like a mashke. No, Moichel is not a mashke. Matam Amar Moichel Yotze Miiko Beisabad is Tomei. So why, when we tell Moichel comes out at the end, once you're pressing it, it's gathered together in the place you're going to press it, that Moichel is yes Tomei. Fishiyafshu loy below Tzuchei Shem. We assume there's always oil in it. Okay, fine. So it means the first mashke comes out, everybody agrees, it's not significant. The last mashke comes out, everybody agrees, it's a problem. For whatever reason, because Rabbi Yaakov holds it's a mashke. Rabbi Shimon says it's not a mashke, but there's always oil in it. But at the end of the day, in this case, everybody agrees it's Torah, in this case, everybody agrees it's Tomei. So my benayu. So Mor says, Ike benayu, the osi bazar itzatzta, however you pronounce that word. It's a stuff. So Rashi points out, really, there's three stages in the process of this liquid coming out. The first stage, it comes out, everybody agrees it's not Tomei. Then there's the middle stage, and then there's the last stage. The last stage, everybody agrees, is yes, Tomei, for different reasons. They're arguing in the middle stage. Rashi gives a better description of the middle stages. So you see, Moichel affects the mikvah because it's considered a mashkin like Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi says no, like Rabbi Papa said before. Rabbi Papa's the Talmud of Rabbi, by the way. So it's consistent. It's not a mashkah. It's fine, but you can't make a mikvah out of moichel. So you can't make a mikvah out of moichel, and the moichel has discolored the mikvah. The mikvah is possible, even though it's not considered a halachic liquid. Okay, let's hold the Rashi's. So we're holding in Rashi the first wide line, Nafal the Soichai. Yeah.